Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back some Texas blues. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Weldon Long is our guest, author of The Upside of Fear, also Consistency Selling, also The Power of Consistency. Weldon, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
Yes, website is WeldonLong.com, W-E-L-D-O-N, well done, long, L-O-N-G.com.
So check it out, folks, and read his story. Go read about Weldon and what he's accomplished. It's an amazing story.
Lots of books for Christmas.
There you go. Very inspirational. So, Weldon, we're talking about solving the pain, scratching the itch of customers, and dealing with the emotional part of the buying decision. And it doesn't matter, you know, even the most hardened CFO, bean counter, you know, who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing, there's even some emotion inside of those people that you just got to get to. And the better you are at selling, the more you're able to find that. But you talked about, and some of the things you talk about is how to irritate, not just identify and solve the pain, stop the pain,
right?
But you talk about irritating the pain. What does that mean?
Well, I refer to it, Jim, as the pain pyramid, right? At the bottom of the pyramid is identifying the pain, as we've been discussing. And the second step is that irritating the pain. The third step, of course, is solving the pain. But the irritating the pain really is to kind of poke at it a little bit. And it's a very simple process. All you have to do is, when you find the pain, say, well, Mr. Prospect, I mean, how do you feel about that? How does it make you feel when your people don't answer the phone on time? Or how does it make you feel when your home is uncomfortable? Or how does it make you feel when your old car breaks down? And people will respond to you in emotive terms. And, you know, irritating the pain is just as you said, you suggested it earlier, by the way, making them verbalize it. Right?
Say it out loud.
Public declarations dictate future action. It's kind of the focus of a lot of Robert Cialdini's research in the influence and persuasion science, right? That public declarations dictate future action. If I can get you to say something, you become more likely to take actions consistent with that, because we all seek to be consistent. If I tell you I'm going to pick you up at the mall at 3 o'clock, I'm probably going to pick you up at 3 o'clock, right?
We tend to do
the things we say we'll do. But if I tell you that I want this pain solved, or, you know, it's how I feel about the pain. And as you mentioned earlier, hey, if I can take care of that pain, is that, you know, something that you want to do today? And I say, well, yes. Well, I become much more likely at the end of the sales process to take actions consistent with that declaration, which is to take actions to solve the pain, which is by your solution.
Another thing that I think is important that I'd like to ask you your thoughts on, I try to talk to people about helping your customers help their customers. And ask them about, what do you know about the pain of your customers, and try to find even if, so if they don't give you everything you need, you go a little further and say, well, let me ask you, what do you know about the pain of your customers? What are you doing to solve the pain of your customers? And somewhere in there will be an opportunity for you to say, well, I'd like to help you with that. I think we can help you with that. What do you think?
Yeah, that is so good. That is so good, and just illustrates why you're able to help so many people. And if you took that question and you went one more level and said, you know, have you ever lost a customer to a competitor because you weren't able to solve their pain?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now I'm asking my customer to feel the pain of losing another customer,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you have another level of pain, like, hey, help us, you know, or trust us with this software package or this, you know, business system, whatever it is, and you won't have to worry about losing customers and feeling that pain as they go to your competitors,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's excellent. And that's, what's the pain of your customer, and what does it feel like when you lose a customer? Let us help you lose those customers.
You talked a minute ago about being honest, about being trustworthy. You know, I've walked into customers where I couldn't solve their pain. I wasn't the person they needed to talk to. And I've said, you know, I've heard what you're saying here, and I got to tell you, I'm not the person you need to talk to, but I know who is. And I would put them in touch with the person that could solve that particular thing. If you call on people enough, they're not going to buy from you every day. But they've got pain every day. That's because I know in your book, in your work, you talk a lot about how to eliminate the pain. But if you're not the person, you build a lot of credibility by helping them solve the pain, whether you do it or not. What do you think?
I think that goes to the heart of integrity, really. You know, when you say that. In fact, when I start a demonstration, a product demonstration, or a sales presentation, I'll tell my prospect, listen, I want to share with you what we do. Find out what your challenges are, what the difficulties are, and I want to find out whether or not we're able to help you. And if I can, I'm going to tell you. But if I can't, I'm going to direct you to the people who can. That goes to the heart of transparency and integrity. So I agree with it 110%.
What I tell people is, if I can't help you, I probably know someone who does, and I'll help you find that. It's amazing seeing the calm that comes over people when a salesperson sitting in front of them says, I'm going to help you whether it's my product or not. They sort of relax, don't they? So, last thoughts.
It's kind of that old thing. You give me permission to say no, and it makes it way easier for me to say yes.
How do we contact you, and why should we?
I think you should contact me because if you want to have your people implementing your sales process on a consistent basis, that's what we help you do. We can help you with the sales process, but we can also just help the people execute on their existing sales process at WeldonLong.com.
All right. And find the books there, too, folks. They're worth the trip. And go read his story. You'll be impressed. Weldon, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, brother. Good talking with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.